What you're doing is similar to what some jazz artists are doing by infusing hip-hop into their music. And a guy who comes to mind right away is Robert Glasper, and when he did that Black Radio album a few years ago, it's still one of my favorite albums of all time. And you have Robert Glasper on your Stereotypes album.
Yes, we did. Robert's a good friend, and we had him on the album, and the producer for Black Radio was actually the producer of our last album, Stereotypes, so there's a lot of parallels with that comparison, so that's a good one. But yeah, Robert's a great friend, and you know, we spoke to him quite a bit about, you know, that same comparison, like, hey, you know, I mean, you mix jazz with hip-hop in a way that was really coherent yet respectful, you know, I say, to both sides, but it felt like it went together really well. We wanted to do the same, so we spoke a lot about just, you know, blending it and tight roping it in a way that, you know, you don't lose. For us, in our scenario, we're never too classical or too hip-hop. We're always just right in the middle, so that it's just sort of its own thing, and it exists influenced by both, but it's its own genre, its own vibe. And you know, that's, I thank Rob for that advice.
Now as we prepare for our liftoff.
And that's what that album kind of sounds like of his as well. It's not too hip-hop, it's not too jazz. It almost sounds like a throwback to the 70s, what he was doing on that Black Radio album a little bit. Or even some early Public Enemy. Not that the sound was exactly the same, but the vibe was kind of similar.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And yeah, I think that's just, it's just, you know, you can go to so many different eras of jazz and so many different eras of hip-hop. So I just feel like, I think you hit it on the nail. Like, that's kind of the two places he went. He went to like Public Enemy, kind of, you know, late 80s, early 90s hip hop, and then he was in like the 50s jazz vibe, yeah. You know, and those were the two genres he managed to mix together really well.
Well, and you and your partner Will Baptiste, you guys are fusing classical and hip hop, and you throw in some other elements in there as well. How did that start? I mean, I know both of you started playing violin at a really young age. How did the two of you end up playing this music together?
Well, Will and I, we met in high school in orchestra class, first day of high school. And, you know, we met with the instruments and we were always good friends, but it was mostly classical in high school. We really didn't do too much of the blending or the mixing, really. But I think it was once we, you know, we tried to take our classical training and turn it into something that would work really well in the pop world. I think that's when we started to find our voice. And the moment of genius, perhaps, would be in high school. You know, the two of us, we taught our orchestra how to play this song. It was called Busta Rhymes, Give Me Some Mo'. And I wrote out the song because I programmed my phone to play the song. You know, so I programmed my phone to, like, you know, when my phone rang, it would play this song. Everyone in my orchestra class heard the song playing in my pocket. This is 97. This is before ringtones existed like that. So that's how the Sony Ericssons were. You could program. I program my phone. Phone rings in class. A teacher takes my phone. After class, I get back the phone, and the kids in class are like, how did you do that? And I'm like, I just figured out the notes. And I showed the violins the notes, and they started playing that. And then the violas, we made a line for them. And then the cellos played the bass. And now the whole class just playing Busta Rhymes, Give Me Some Mo'. And I think that was sort of the moment of genius. We didn't just turn into Black Violin right after that, but I think that that was sort of like, you know, people really like when you do this. And we walked into this competition as an orchestra in high school, and we walked in playing this song, and all the other orchestras, you know, were like, what? How did they learn Busta Rhymes, Give Me Some More? And where can I find the sheet music? All that stuff. And I think that was kind of the moment where we were like, people really are drawn to this.
Yeah.
And there's something different about it. And, you know, we always lived hip hop. I mean, I listened to hip hop every day when I was growing up. And every day, second period, I had classical music. So I studied classical but lived hip hop. And I think that's how we came up with this blend.
The challenges of fusing hip-hop and classical music on a technical level. Is it hard, or is it easier than maybe some would expect?
I think it's much easier than people would think, you know. hip hop, you know, depends which side you're going towards. I think we're rooted in hip hop, and we try to make the form of it. The whole idea is to create the form of it so that people that listen to popular music can understand. If you're listening to, like, you know, a Bruno Mars song, you know, there's a hook, a verse, a hook, a bridge, a verse, a hook, you know, and then that's it. Like, you know, so there's really only three sections to the song, and every, you know, 30 seconds or so, they're going to come and they're going to give you that same hook, whether it's Uptown Funk going to give it to me, or is going to, you know, whatever the hook is going to come around every 20 to 30 seconds or so. So our idea was, okay, well, we can take beats that are just in that same world, and instead of there being vocals on it, and we do have vocals on a lot of our stuff, but we'll say we take an instrumental track and we do it in the same form as you can do, you know, the same form, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, then if that's the case, then if you're a kid that just listens to Drake or Nicki Minaj or Lil Wayne or Adele, when you hear this song, even though there are no words to it, it will relate to you in a different way because the form of the song is still written for the way that you're used to, except now there's lush, beautiful strings on top of that same hard beat that you're used to hearing, you know? So then it's sort of like, it's just translating it a little easier. And so for us, that's why we try to lay the bed in popular music, but make all the top line and all of the things that you would hum along and sing along to very classical.
And if I'm hearing you right, then people pretty much accepted this pretty quickly. You didn't meet resistance combining these two musics.
Yeah, we didn't really have too much resistance, you know, at the very beginning. Like, you know, it was just, you know, we're trying our best to put it all together, but not, but do it in a way that if you hear it, you understand it and it's really palatable to you.
Sure, okay. Well, let me ask it this way. On a social level, you're combining music that's about as white as you can get with music that's about as black as you can get, at least how they're perceived today. Is there a message to take away from that?
I guess that it is possible. You know what I mean? That's the message. I mean, I don't think that we didn't necessarily set out for it to work that way. I guess we studied, in your words, we studied the whitest music possible while listening to the blackest. So for us, we understand both of the languages in a way that we can put it together in a way that is not corny and it doesn't disrespect either art form, you know? So that's just kind of how we did it. But on a social level, I just think it's really cool that we were able to do it, you know? And that's why we call our tour the Unity Tour, because it brings so many different people together. And, you know, people that are like, oh, I love the violin. I can't wait to hear how they're going to fuse this. And then you go to the other person that's like, yo, that sounds like, that's dope, man. I want to go check that violin show out and see what this hip hop stuff's about. And you get both of those people sitting right next to each other, enjoying the same music, but in different ways. So socially, it's just really cool and, you know, amazing that we're able to blend those two worlds together and have those two types of people come together and enjoy the same music, but enjoy it in their own way.
Well, we can't wait to hear it in the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts when you're here. Kev, thanks so much for your time. It's really cool music you guys are making, and I know a lot of folks in Bloomington Normal looking forward to hearing you again.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.